infections that the sun sucks up from bogs, fens, flats, on Prosper Fall, and make him by inchmeal a disease. Oh, his spirits hear me, and yet I needs must curse. Where they'll nor pinch, fright me with urchin shows, pitch me in the mire, nor lead me like a firebrand in the dark out of my way unless he bid them. But for every trifle are they set upon me, sometime like apes that mow and chatter at me and after bite me, then like hedgehogs which lie tumbling in my barefoot way and mount their pricks at my footfall. Sometime am I all wound with adders who with cloven tongues do hiss me into madness. Lo, now, lo, here comes a spirit of his, and to torment me for bringing wood in slowly. I'll fall flat. Perchance he will not mind me.
Oh, here's neither bush nor shrub to bear off any weather at all. And another storm brewing, I hear it sing of the wind. Yon same black cloud, yon huge one, looks like a foul bombard that would shed his liquor. If it should thunder as it did before, I know not where to hide my head. Yon same cloud cannot choose but fall by pailfuls. What have we here? A man? Or a fish? Dead or alive? A fish. He smells like a fish. Very ancient and fish-like smell. Kind of not of the newest, poor John. Strange fish. Were I in England now, as once I was, and had but this fish painted, not a holiday fool there but would give a piece of silver. There would this monster make a man. Any strange beast there makes a man. When they will not give a doit to relieve a lame beggar, they will lay out 10 to see a dead Indian. Legged like a man, and his fins like arms. Warm, my troth. I do now let loose my opinion. Hold it no longer. This is no fish, but an islander that hath lately suffered by a thunderbolt. Oh, alas, the storm is come again. My best way is to creep under his gabardine. There's no other shelter hereabout. Ooh. Misery acquaints a man with strange bedfellows. Oh, I will hear shroud till the dregs of the storm be past.
Ye shall no more to see. Ye shall I die ashore. Ooh, this is a very scurvy tune to sing at a man's funeral. Well, here's my comfort. The master, the swabber, the boatswain and I, the gunner and his mates, loved Moll, Megan, Marion and Marjorie, but none of us cared for Kate, for she had a tongue with a tang, who'd cry to the sailor, go hang. She loved not the savour of tar nor of pitch, yet a sailor might scratch her where'er she did it. And to sea, boys, and let her go hang. Yeah, this is a scurvy tune, too. But here's my comfort.
Do not torment me. Oh.
What's the matter? Have we devils here? Do you put tricks upon us with salvages and men of wind, eh? Oh, I have not escaped drowning to be afeard now of your four legs. For it hath been said, as proper a man as ever went on four legs cannot make him give ground, and it shall be said so again while Stefano breathes at nostrils.
The spirit torments me.
This is some monster of the isle with four legs, who hath got, as I take it, an ague. Well, devil, should he learn our language? Well, I will give him some relief if it be but for that. If I can recover him and keep him tame, and gets Naples with him, he's a present for any emperor that ever trod on neat's leather.
Do not torment me, prithee. I'll bring my wood home faster.
He's in his fit now. Does not talk after the wisest. He shall taste of my bottle. If he have never drunk wine afore, it will go near to remove his fit. If I can recover him and keep him tame, I will not take too much for him. He shall pay for him that hath him, and that soundly.
Thou dost me yet but little hurt. Thou wilt anon, I know it by thy trembling. Now prosper works upon thee.
Come on your ways. Open your mouth. Here is that which will languish to you, cat. Open your mouth. This will shake your shaking, I can tell you, and that soundly. No, you cannot tell who's your friend. Open your chaps again.
I should know that voice. It should be. But he is drowned. And these are devils. Oh, defend me.
Four legs and two voices. A most delicate monster. His forward voice now is to speak well of his friend. His backward voice is to utter foul speeches and to detract. If all the wine in my bottle will recover him, I will help his ague. Come.
Amen. I will pour some in thy other mouth.
Step a note.
Does thy other mouth call thee? Mercy, mercy. This is a devil and no monster. I will leave him. I have no long spoon.
Stefano? If thou be Stefano, touch me and speak to me, for I am Trinculo. Be not afeard, thy good friend Trinculo.
If thou beest Trinculo, come forth. I'll pull thee by the lesser legs. If any be Trinculo's legs, these are they. Thou art very Trinculo indeed. How camest thou to be the siege of this mooncalf? Can he vent Trinculo?
I took him to be killed with a thunderstroke. But art thou not drowned, Stefano? I hope now thou art not drowned. Is the storm overblown? I hid me under the dead mooncalf's gabardine for fear of the storm. And art thou living, Stefano? Oh, Stefano, two Neapolitan scaped!
I pray thee, do not turn me about. My stomach is not constant.
These be fine things, and if they be not sprites, that's a brave god, and bears celestial liquor. I will kneel to him.
How didst thou escape? How camest thou hither? Swear. By this bottle, thou camest thither. Yeah, I escaped upon a butt of sack, which the sailors needed overboard. By this bottle, which I made of the bark of a tree with mine own hands since I was cast ashore.
I'll swear upon that bottle to be thy true subject, for the liquor is not earthly.
Yeah. Swear then, how thou escapest.
Swam ashore, man, like a duck. I can swim like a duck, I'll be sworn.
Yeah, kiss the book. Though thou canst swim like a duck, thou art made like a goose.
Oh, Stefano, hast any more of this?
The whole butt, man. My cellar is in a rock by the seaside where my wine is hid. How now, mooncalf? How dost thine ague?
Hast thou not dropped from heaven?
Out of the moon, I do assure thee. I was the man of the moon when time was.
I have seen thee in her, and I do adore thee. My mistress showed me thee, and thy dog in thy bush.
Come, swear to that. Kiss the book. I will furnish it anon with new contents. Swear.
By this good light, this is a very shallow monster. I have feared of him. A very weak monster. The man of the moon. A most poor, credulous monster. Well-drawn monster, in good sooth.
I'll show thee every fertile inch of the island, and I will kiss thy foot. I prithee, be my god.
By this light, a most perfidious and drunken monster. When his god's asleep, he'll rob his bottle.
I'll kiss thy foot. I'll swear myself thy subject.
Come then, down, swear.
I shall laugh myself to death at this puppy-headed monster, a most scurvy monster. I could find it in my heart to beat him.
Come, kiss.
But let the poor monsters in drink. An abominable monster.
I'll show thee the best springs. I'll pluck thee berries. I'll fish for thee and get thee wood enough. A plague upon the tyrant that I serve. I'll bear him no more sticks, but follow thee, the wondrous man.
The most ridiculous monster to make a wonder of a poor drunkard.
Hey, prithee, let me bring thee where crabs grow, and I with my long nails will dig thee pignuts, show thee a jay's nest, and instruct thee how to snare the nimble marmoset. I'll bring thee to clustering filberts, and sometimes I'll get thee young scammels from the rock. Wilt thou go with me?
I prithee now, leave the way without any more talking. Trinculo, the king, drowned. We will inherit here. Here. Bear my bottle. Fellow Trinculo, we'll fill him by and by again.
Farewell, master. Farewell. Farewell.
Oh, a howling monster. A drunken monster.
No more dams I'll make for fish. Nor fetching firing at requiring, nor scrape trencher, nor wash dish. Ban! Ban! Ha! Caliban! As the new master, get a new man! Freedom! Heyday! Heyday! Freedom! Freedom! Heyday!
Oh, brave monster, lead the way!